This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla today. The notice will be moved by three Congress members, Mohammad Javed, E.K. Suresh and Vallu Ravi. If the resolution is taken up by the Lok Sabha, Mr. Birla will not preside over the proceedings and instead he will sit among members. The resolution to remove the Speaker was not taken up yesterday due to opposition's uproar over their demand on the discussion on West Asia. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha will continue discussion on the working of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. The Upper House is also scheduled to take up discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Chairman of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rabi Lamichhane, and Senior Leader of the RSP, Valendra Shah, on their electoral victories and the RSP's resounding success in Nepal elections. In his telephone conversations with them, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes for their forthcoming new government and India's commitment to work with them for mutual prosperity, progress and well-being of the two countries. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that with joint endeavours, India and Nepal relations will scale new heights in the years ahead. The government has issued order to oil refineries for higher LPG production and using such extra production for domestic use. This move came amid current geopolitical disruptions to fuel supply and constraints on supply of LPG. In a social media post, the Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that the government has prioritized domestic LPG supply to households and introduced 25-day inter-booking period to avoid hoarding and black marketing. It said that non-domestic supplies from imported LPG is being prioritized to essential non-domestic sectors such as hospitals and educational institutions. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India's creator economy sector is showcasing the country's culture, food and hyper-local products to the world. He said this while speaking yesterday at the post-budget webinar, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of the People. Mr. Vaishnav emphasized that technology is playing a primary role in media entertainment, highlighting that the Waves platform was created to help Indian creators in leading the sector. Mr. Vaishnav has informed that Waves has brought business of around 1,000 crore rupees for the Indian creators.
With the aim of institutionalizing creators economy, the first campus of Indian Institute of Creative Technology is being established in Mumbai. The industry-oriented institute will help the country's youth to get proper education and become expert in the relevant field. The temporary campus of the institute is already operational and the facilities of this campus have been rated among the best in the world.
Amid heightened volatility in the financial markets due to the ongoing West Asia conflict, SEBI Chairman Tuhinkanta Pandey has urged investors to remain calm. Addressing an event to celebrate 30 years of Nifty 50 in Mumbai last evening, Mr. Pandey said, India's domestic fundamentals have continued to remain strong and provide resilience amid such uncertainties. Stating that global markets are currently experiencing turbulence as the war in West Asia has disrupted key shipping routes and triggered oil and gas supply stocks, leading to supply and demand side disruptions. Mr. Pandey said India too is deeply impacted by such developments. Brent was down by about 8.5% at $92.50 a barrel. U.S. traded oil also fell around 9% to $88.60 a barrel. The prices are still about 30% higher than they were at the start of the conflict. The drop follows U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks that the war will be over very soon. Asian markets appear to have been given a boost by the dip in oil prices in early trade. Japan's Nikkei 225 index was up by 2.8% and South Korea's Kospi exchange rose by more than 5%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.